Papa Jeff's America program is on the air. Anytime, any device, PapaJeffUSA.com. Jeff's America, so much more than politics. New episodes every Monday. Check it out and subscribe at PapaJeffUSA.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Papa Jeff's America, continuing the conversation, one podcast at a time. You do know that disagree doesn't mean dislike, right? No, really. OG time in Houston, Texas, around the country and around the world. Welcome to the Papa Jeff's America program. We're continuing the conversation one podcast at a time. We're so much more than politics. Conversation about mindfulness, positivity, health and wellness, stuff and things about taking care of each other. Things you want to talk about with commentary, insightful guests, and what would a day be without Papa Jeff's classic old guy humor, right? So, with one sort of kind of good eye, a very, some would say, unique sense of humor, and definitely a face for radio. Here's Mr. Here We Go himself, the G-Man, PG, the OG, Papa Jeff. Hey everybody, I am Papa Jeff, and welcome to the Papa Jeff's America program. It's time to continue the conversation one podcast at a time. Now, what happens when two loving parents have a cute little baby girl, and this cute little girl, growing up in this very musical family, evolves into a singer, songwriter, musician, yoga instructor, paraglide pilot, paralegal, process server, and as if that wasn't enough, she's a falconer too. This cute little girl grew up to be the beautiful and super talented Cheyenne Abolt, founder and lead singer of Cheyenne and Company, an awesome musical group based in San Diego, California. Well, today we press on with our new updated format of positive interviews, insightful discussions, and relative information that helps us all because we're all in this together. I sat down via Zoom with Cheyenne on Saturday, December the 26th, and all I can say is, wow, what an amazing soul. I've been told that I'm now an honorary member of the company, Cheyenne and Company. The Papa Jeff's America program continuing the conversation, one podcast at a time. It's 71 degrees and mostly cloudy at the OG Radio Studios in H-Town, Space City, Houston, Texas. The city with no limits. Hey guys, just a quick note, please share this broadcast with everyone on your social media. You never know who may need to hear this. right now. This is the Papa Jeff's America program on the OG Radio Network. Cheyenne Abolt, Cheyenne and Company, next. Hey guys, welcome back to the Papa Jeff's America program. Thanks for coming back. We knew you would. You always do. You're going to be glad you did, because we have got such a special guest today. I met this young lady through a friend, a mutual friend of a lot of you folks. We have actually interviewed the gentleman that I'm speaking of where I was linked up with this young lady. But enough about him. We'll talk about him as we go, because he's amazing as well. But this young lady, her name is Cheyenne Abolt. And before you spell her name wrong, I'm going to, like I did, spoiler, I'm going to tell you that it's C-H-E-Y-A-N-N-E, not like Cheyenne, Wyoming, Cheyenne, C-H-E-Y-A-N-N-E. And she is a singer, songwriter, musician, yoga instructor, future falconry apprentice, helper, person, paraglider. Oh my gosh, there's not enough bytes in my computer to note down everything that this young lady does. But I was introduced to her based on her music. And there is some really, really cool stuff that she has out. She is... her group is called Cheyenne and Company, and you can find them on the web at CheyenneandCompany.com. And there is a music video that's out. There is her new single was just released on November the 20th. It's called Crazy Mary, and we're going to talk about that a bit and just... so much. I don't want to get this whole thing out there before we even let Cheyenne come in here and say a few things. But Cheyenne, thank you so much for doing this. Welcome to the show. And good morning from Houston, Texas to Southern California.
Good morning. It's so nice to be on with you. It's been a long time coming for this interview.
Cheyenne and I have both had... she's been traveling. I have not. We've both been having those kind of what day is it kind of thing. And so this is COVID times, and you know, it's the 43rd of October. What, you know, it's a 50 day week, and it just, but you know, with everything that's going on. And I mean, I can tell you that this young lady has been through it, is going through it. She's just got so much going on. I kind of want to start out with to get into your music. I know you grew up in a musical family, and you've got, I mean, this is just one of your many talents, but I know that, who were your musical influences other than mom and dad? Who were your musical influences? How did you get, obviously you grew up in a musical family, but how did you get influenced into doing music?
Well, obviously mom and dad, and then their influences. They were a rock and roll band, so a lot of Lynyrd Skynyrd, the Eagles. And then as I started to sing, there became some prominent figures, you know, that have really inspired me. Stevie Nicks, Janis Joplin, some of the biggest belters out there, if you will, have always made me feel good about my own voice and made me want to chase it down a little bit harder.
I'm so glad that you did too, because you're an amazing talent, and I'm so glad. I actually saw I don't know if it was the Instagram or what it was that came out on social media, and it was you and your single was being played on the radio, and I think it was actually being played airing in New Orleans, I believe. And that's real close to me here in Houston. And you were so happy that was happening. And that's got to be just an amazing moment when you hear your own work that's that you've worked so hard on and obviously have a natural talent, but you've worked so hard on it and there it is, it's produced and it's out there and other people are hearing that. That's got to feel great.
Yeah, it's really amazing because not only, you know, my parents being musicians, you know, they were the, you know, bar musicians traveling around, you know, playing in all the different states, anywhere that they could play. But this was the 80s, you know, where you needed a record label and you needed a lot of money and connections and whatever to finally get to hear yourself on the radio. And it's like, you know, you see the movies when the first time an artist, they're, you know, they hear it turn on, you know, they turn up the radio in the car and just blare it with just absolute excitement. So it was a combination of the two. It was like my own absolute excitement, but also the excitement for my parents that, you know, like carrying on a second generation. My parents kind of stopped doing music when they decided to, you know, be full-time parenting, you know, my brother and I. So they literally kind of stopped touring at about the same age that I start. So it's been kind of a fulfillment of not just one generation of dreams, but two generations of dreams. And that's what makes it so beautiful.
It was kind of a segue between the first generation and the second generation. That's really cool. I like that.
Yeah. And luckily, you know, in the era of Zoom and all of this, it's just a little bit easier to get out there on the radio too. So
that's one thing that I do like about it is that so much is available. And in podcast world, there's, I don't even know the number. I heard some fact the other day that there's over 350,000 podcasts and you have to have a this and you have to do a that. And a lot of my friends and colleagues focus so much on the numbers, which certainly in publishing and things, numbers mean a lot. But in my world, being a little bit older and a retired guy, I am more into, yeah, I want numbers. Yeah, I want people to hear it. But I also want to make sure that we're putting out quality content, which this just cements it today because you're here. And that if that one person hears the lyrics or a comment that I might make or a reference that a guest might make, if that one person that needs to hear it, that's in the right place at the right time, then everything that we all did to make this happen is definitely worth it. And I'm sure you have a similar feeling of the words in your songs are not just words. They really mean something. I can see that.
Yeah, and that's exactly so. For as much as we try and make these podcasts reach and you know, connect to somebody and maybe make a little bit of difference, that's what the music is about, you know, especially Crazy Mary, where, you know, there are so many people, you know, if you watch the video and you see that 1 in 4 people in the world have a mental illness. And mental illness is something that makes people feel entirely alone, you know. Some of, you know, the most brilliant minds have been bipolar, where as much as you can love everything that they do every day, they wish that they would die, or, you know, they can be the happiest person on earth, but still have this darkness lingering over them that they can never shake. And so if you can change that just a little bit by showing that you're not alone, that there's so many people out there fighting the same battle and that are willing there to support you, change things, you know, that's what it's all about. It's not about the personal journey. It's about the group journey that we're all on.
And that is just so true. And we're all in this together. I know that's a tagline that a lot of us use. And I certainly use it in a lot of the podcast references and things. And it is true, though. We all are on this spinning ball together, and we need to help each other and we need to work together, and we can make this world a better place. But it just seems like there's always going to be naysayers, of course, but if we just did that, I know you've seen a lot in your life, and you mentioned the mental illness, and I saw that a lot, almost on a daily basis. Well, not almost, definitely on a daily basis when I was a paramedic in the great state of Nevada some years back, and I met some of the smartest people that were out there, but they had problems. And, you know, we all say, well, there's resources out there. They should just be able to handle that. And they should just be able to access that resource. And it's there. And I've said it. I have some family members that occasionally require those resources. And I've even said it to them, well, those resources are out there, just go do it. It's not quite that easy. And especially in COVID times, it just makes it even harder. And the homeless population certainly has, there are very few people, and there's a few that want to be homeless. Okay, that wouldn't be my first choice, but they're out there. And but mental illness thrives in that environment. And resources are there, but resources are tapped. But I digress. You're here to talk.
Well, and not only are our resources tapped, but the human spirit is tapped.
Yes.
And that's what really it's about. You know, you can tell them that there are services out there, but you know, like, this is a battle of the ego and the higher self constantly. Life is a battle of the ego and the higher self. And you cannot expect them, just because they're in a worse position than you are, to suddenly have a loss of ego. You know, like, that is meant to defend us to a certain degree as well. And, you know, I remember volunteering at the, you know, down the street where they feed the homeless every Wednesday one time. And I was in charge of the hand sanitizer because, you know, there was just so many people volunteering and they didn't really have too many jobs. So they're like, here, Cheyenne, have this bottle of hand sanitizer. And I want you to spray the little hand sanitizer on each person's hand as they come in. And it was in that moment that it was such an interesting revelation on the people that would take the hand sanitizer and the people that would refuse it. When the people said that they didn't want the hand sanitizer, the most common statement was, "I'm clean. I don't need it."
Gotcha.
And so it was, they know that there's this assumption of you being dirty and unwanted. And like, it's their ego trying to save them, being like, I know I had to come here to get food, but I'm not homeless. Or I know I'm down on my luck, but I'm really a good person. Or I know that things look bad, but I'm really a clean human. I don't need the hand sanitizer, even though we all needed the hand sanitizer. You know, I'll take the hand sanitizer any day. But it was that ego defending them. You know, and I felt, you know, like, I've felt this before, you know, even in that video, the first video that we did, where it's basically me pretending to be a homeless person. The moment I put on that jacket and I sat on that boardwalk, the same boardwalk that I've sat on a million times, I do acro yoga, and I will go to that same area and I will teach acrobatic yoga, and people stop and they stare and they point and they laugh and they come up and they talk to me and they ask a million questions. But if you put on that jacket and you dirty your face and you rub your fingers in the dirt to get the grime in, just for even a video, it wasn't even real. But to do that, you saw people walk further away. You saw them not want to make eye contact with me, because simply, even though they saw the film crew there, they still didn't understand and they didn't know what was going on. So they didn't want to engage with me. And that's what these people are facing every day. Is sometimes, like, what makes the best day is someone smiling at you. And that's what really makes a big difference for them.
You are absolutely right. And I can attest to that with a, well, not only seeing it in my paramedic life, but a friend of mine who is now a church pastor, and he assumed that role for, I want to say it was a week's time, may not have been actually a week, may have just been a weekend, but he donned the garb and had his wife drop him off in downtown Reno, and he played that part for that specific period of time, and went into the casinos and was automatically removed, and went and did the food lines and the et cetera, et cetera. And if you knew this man, you would never think that it was him. He played the part so well, but it just drove the point home. And the thing is, he was playing the part, but these folks are not playing a part. This is the real deal. One of the lyrics which sunk into my head, and I had told you about this on air, but and then it kind of switched over to the melody of your song Crazy Mary, and now it's definitely in my head. It's embedded there. One of the lyrics, or part of a lyric, is, "And the hardest thing about being alive is the strength that it takes to survive." And how true is that?
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's not, you know, that's not even just like the homeless. Like, you mean, it's hard for the homeless, but there's also a lot of other people struggling.
Yeah.
You know, I'm a cancer survivor, and I have a lot of friends that are enduring the struggle. I have a great friend right now, Dougie, who is fighting the good fight. And yeah, sometimes the hardest thing to do is stick around for just one more day or one more hour, you know, because it really is a hard existence sometimes to be here in the now, full of pain and, you know, uncertainty a lot of times. And, you know, like the following lyric says, you can live on love or sell your soul for more, but it won't stop the darkness at your door. And that's a parallel of, like, you know, you can be rich and, or you can be poor. You can, you know, you can be that person on the side of the street, or you can have sold everything to, you know, be super, super up there. But when that darkness comes, when cancer or homeless, you know, right now we're in such a time of uncertainty where people that were doing really well this time last year are out of business, are through divorces, they're losing everything. They're, you know, I mean, it's a really bad time where we can all see ourselves just one step from Crazy Mary.
Yes, absolutely. I'm in Houston, and they haven't showed any of the footage that I've seen here locally. However, I have seen more north of here in Dallas and Fort Worth of the food lines, and they're the same length of food lines that were people that were wanting to get tested for COVID. And these are people that, again, it's that one step away. We're all that one step away from being there. And just a lot of literally crazy things that are going on, and we have to keep the light burning, for sure, that there is light at the end of the tunnel. I think there is. I'm fairly well convinced, at least right now, that the light at the end of the tunnel is not an approaching train, and that we are definitely one step away from that. And your music is definitely, it's so, you remind me of a mutual friend, which I know you want to do a shout out to as well, while we're talking. And Dennis is that way too. Dennis has that light, and Dennis understands that. And that's how I met you, was through being friends with and interviewing Dennis. And I got to tell you that just in talking with you right now, and the distance that we have between us, I feel like we're just, I could look on the other side of the mic and there you are. I feel like you're right here. So you definitely have I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, but it feels like I've known you for years and years and years. And I feel like your presence is just right here. So bag on Dennis, say a few great things about Dennis.
Of course, it is not hard for me to say a few great things about Dennis. Dennis Connor is, I've said it before. I mean, if you just go through every interview that's ever been made of me, it's literally, I owe everything to him in this state outside of my parents. You know, I met him at a open mic one night. He was up playing, just hopping on to stage with random people alongside another gentleman that was playing a bunch of harmonicas. And these two guys were just so amazing. And I started a conversation with Dennis because his energy, like you said, it flows from him.
Yes.
It's like this volcano of beauty that emanates from his entire being that literally lights up everything that it touches. And he did that to me. And I remember specifically sitting in that bar with him and saying, would you mind playing with me? And he hops up on stage, and there was just this energy that never has stopped since that moment. And I remember that night saying, you're part of this band. There's not anyone else yet, but you're it. You're part. And he was the very first member of Cheyenne and Company. Before it was just Cheyenne. And then there kept being the company, you know? And what are we going to call Dennis? Well, you know, as he likes to joke, is, you know, the checks in the mail to the ex-wives, you know, witness protection, you know, we just had to rename him Company. But the truth of the matter was, is that once he opened up that light, then came much more company. Then we got Garrett, who's the trumpet player. We've got Philip, who's the lead guitar. We've got Billy and Henry on percussion. And every single one of them is this unique person. But truly, we all aspire to be Dennis, because he is the best friend you've ever needed. He is the guider you've ever needed. He's everything to me. A father, a brother, a, you know, bandmate, a counselor, you know, and it's a true pleasure to be able to do work with people like that. He's actually who connected me with Alan Phillips, who Alan Phillips is the person who has produced the album. We do have the single that just came out, but the album, the EP, is coming out in January. We've got two more music videos in the train right now being done for those songs. And if you think Crazy Mary is good, you won't believe what Alan has done with the rest of the music. So he is his own magic maker, not just a producer, but what I've come to just start saying is he's a composer. He takes a singer-songwriter and turns it into, I don't even know how to describe it, just pure magic, true, true magic. And that's probably why he won an Emmy and Grammy nominated and part of every award that's ever been out there. But yeah, it's those kind of guys, and those guys are long-term friends. So this has all been friends. This hasn't been a work of professionals. This has been a work of passion projectors.
I think those are the best, though. It's the works of the heart. It's the I can't quite think of the term that I'm after, though, but it's getting those people together and those talents together, I think makes the best stuff. It makes the best content. And Dennis, I can see him jumping on stage and doing that. I can. That's just who he is. And nah, that's great. We got to get Alan to come on the show. I'm gonna bug you to put that bug in Alan's ear. So
it's the trifecta. You get Alan on here, and then you have the three of the best. I mean, he completes the project for sure. Mm. And all those bells and whistles, you know, before it was Dennis and I having a great time. Don't get me wrong, but Alan sees us. He really sees us, and he sees this project. And, you know, he explained to me that he thinks of it like the Beatles, how the Beatles, every song that they ever came out with was a different type of song. Mm-hmm. It was a total different feel. It was a total different story. And that's how he has prepared this album. So every song will give you a different vibe, whether it's, you know, one that makes you want to reach out and help somebody like Crazy Mary, one that makes you want to dance and love yourself like, you know, Peter Pan, or maybe Get It On like Expectations, mm-hmm. you know, like mm-hmm. he really pulls out the energy from each one of them. So I'm excited to share the rest of the music with the world as soon as it's allowed to go live.
Love it. Love it. Well, we're going to do everything that we can with our audience here to get that out there and get that shared amongst the folks that we all know and appreciate. So we're definitely wanting to do our part here. And we just happy that you're here as well. And you are so multi-talented. You do so much. You had mentioned the acro yoga, right? Mm-hmm. That's where you know, you've got like, I saw a picture on your Instagram the other day where you got like, you know, you're bent over backwards and you got this guy's feet like in the small of your back. And I joked with you that if I tried to do any kind of yoga that I'd throw out my good hip, you know, that's Papa Jeff's old guy humor. And you just, you have, I, you're a yoga instructor. Yeah. And I know that you did have a studio at one time. COVID times, that's not happening currently. And hopefully that will come back. But tell us about your yoga thing. Obviously everything ties in with the energy and the good energy that everything ties in. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. You know, it's, you know, you and I before the show were talking about your change in format of the way that you have evolved from, you know, your prior format to now based on the essence of your heart, you know, and how you felt inside. And that's kind of how my life journey has been. I moved to San Diego and went to law school here. I was a paralegal. I own a process serving company. So we literally ruin people's day. You know, we serve divorces and evictions and foreclosures. And when things are bad in the world, things are good in that company. And for as much as, you know, being a lawyer, being all those things makes you feel rich or in charge or whatever, it doesn't make you feel happy. And when every day is discourse, kind of like, you know, our current political situation, the same in legal, it's always discourse, that you start to lose a bit of yourself and what made you happy. And when I got cancer, I sat there real long and hard, and I didn't know how long I was going to live. And I kind of had some regrets about not pursuing the things that truly made me happy, instead, you know, kind of going with the monetary wins in life, right? The selling yourself for more instead of just living on love. And so I wanted to shift myself into that. And living on love to me meant loving what I do and how I impact the world. And so immediately after my last chemo and radiation treatment, I moved to the island of Maui and lived in a tent and did yoga 6 days a week, 8 hours a day, doing my yoga teacher training, even though I don't even think the doctors would have cleared me to be there. But to me, it was something about being healed and changing who I was so that my future would change. And so that's, to me, yoga has always been a healing mechanism, so that I wanted to share that with others. I didn't do it so that I could become a teacher. Just what happened was, once, as long as I was doing it, people wanted that. They saw what I was receiving and what was changing in me, and they wanted to know how they could feel that way too. And acrobatic yoga is just an even more powerful thing, because it's similar to life. You know, when you're given yourself on your mat, on your own mat, you have this little border and no one violates your border, and like, you can find peace, right? But as someone famous once said, hell is other people, and you have to deal with others. And so that's the glory of acro yoga, is learning how to invite somebody else into your space, how to share space, and how to do it where you feel comfortable and supported and can rise to be bigger than you were just on your own. And I always loved that. And that it also gave me the courage to do what I secretly always wanted to share and had baby shared. You know, I'd always kind of been sharing my music, but it was always like my truest heart. So yoga allowed me to kind of come out there, find out how to get gigs, you know, like how to sell myself without feeling that I was really trying to sell myself, and slowly working the music in. And it actually was the acro yoga community that was like throwing the guitar in my hand every day, saying, but we know you're good at this, but we really love your music. And so it was that was the birth from a prior format of my own to the new format that is what I really am inside. And that is a loving yogi who likes to play music and sing her little songs out.
It's almost a natural evolution of things that, I mean, it's no accident. I personally don't believe in coincidences. I think that things happen for a reason. And that's why you're there. It's fairly obvious. It probably was not obvious at the time it was coming, but I think the more you see and the more you do, the more you see, which is, that's about as enlightened as I get right there. But just the things that you're doing and the things that you're getting the word out there, and you're healing yourself and you're making yourself a better person at the same time. And that energy radiates. People see that. People don't want to be around. Some people do, but most people don't want to be around negative people. And I'm glad that you mentioned the format change, because that's why we changed. And it, numbers are numbers. They're in the music business, or whether you're in the broadcasting business, or whether you're in the podcast business, it doesn't matter. Numbers are numbers. But if you're getting that word out and the people are hearing it, the right people will hear it. It will. But you can't lose yourself in the meantime of it as well. And you've got there's just so much that I can say. It's just so amazing. And I saw a picture on your Instagram, and I believe when we were talking, you called it paragliding. Is that right? That you have a friend and colleague that does that, and you were in this picture on this apparatus, and you have your guitar. And I'm thinking to myself, I'm not even going up on this thing, but there you are with your guitar. Tell us about what that is.
Well, I'm a paragliding pilot and a falconer, a little apprentice. So part of my thing is paragliding and learning about falcons up at Torrey Pines Gliderport here in San Diego, which is a very world famous flying site. And the pilot in that particular picture, his name is Max. He's a very, very world famous kind of pilot of his own. He set the world record for infinite tumbles, which is if you imagine yourself on a swing set and you just let the swing thing go over the bars over and over like 300 times as you fall through the air. That's what he did. So very trustworthy guy. Namely, you know, I was trusting my life, which was okay, but really I was looking out for my guitar. So, you know, like,
gotta have your priorities right.
Priorities straight. I'll go up with you, but really, are we bringing the guitar? Are you sure the guitar is going to be safe? Of course. So he strapped me all in, and that's called a tandem. So that's actually where you do two at once. And so he is the driver of the apparatus, and I can just kind of hang out versus when I'm the pilot and I have to be focused, definitely not playing guitar. But yeah, so he just actually was taking me flying. And the irony of that particular day is Crazy Mary lives at the glider port. So on that particular day, Crazy Mary had determined that there were some rodents, perhaps imaginary, maybe not. We're not quite sure what was in her vehicle, but she had made her own version of a yard sale where she had thrown all of her belongings all over the north side of the glider port and was standing out there in the middle of all her belongings as Max is flying me over Crazy Mary and we are singing Crazy Mary.
That's awesome.
So life gets interesting during these times. You know, a lot of people want to say COVID, oh, blah, blah, blah. Well, life is what you make of it. And true. That is what life with Max is like. You know, whatever you want to make it, grab your guitar and let's go fly over Crazy Mary and sing her the song, you know. And I don't know. It's I think that's an essence of everything that I am, is wanting to just provoke a smile out of myself and of those all around me. And when I get to connect with that smile is truly the best feeling in the whole world.
That's great. Though that actually made me smile. I know you can't see that because we're, you know, miles and miles away from each other. You can't see me smile, but I can tell you I am. And that is
come to San Diego. Max will give you a ride. I promise.
I love San Diego.
Get yourself out here.
I grew up in the San Fernando Valley 100 years ago, and I know San Diego, obviously not as well as you do, but we used to come down there, and I love San Diego, the wharf and the food, and yeah, I'm going to have to do that. Let's start with maybe having Max on the show too, and we can talk about the tandem thing, and then we'll advance to that. I got to start out with baby steps.
Sounds great. Sounds wonderful.
That's great.
First, we'll talk about it. Then we're throwing you off the cliff.
There, Talk about confidence, right?
Yeah, you know, and it really just tells you all those times that you were asked if your friends jumped off the cliff, would you? Now we know the answer.
Now we know the answer. And my wife is standing there making sure that I haven't freshly inked the life insurance policy, right?
Exactly.
Now, I wanted to ask you just real quickly to kind of throw this in. I know along with your yoga work, you also do retreats. And I've seen in your social media, the places that you've gone and the folks that are with you, and obviously great energy there. Tell us about the retreats that you do.
Oh, the retreats are amazing. So that's all part of the yoga thing. And actually, it's kind of why the yoga thing started. The goal was, you know, life goals, travel the world whenever you want with whoever you want. And I used to make trips and people would be like, oh, I want to go, but then they would back out or whatever. And so I just started inviting everybody I know. And next thing you know, a retreat company is born because I like to have such a good time that other people want to come along. And so it's like basically a day or a weekend or a week in the life of Cheyenne. So I've gone to all these places, I've done all these amazing things, and it's like people need to know. So I invite them and they come, and you know, it's an amazing experience to be able to show the magic and open people's eyes to help people through their own journeys. Where literally, I remember, like, I lead a retreat. I've done Colombia, where we've, you know, hiked the world's tallest coastal mountain region up to the Kogi tribe, where they gave us their insight into how we can make the planet a better place. And or the Havasupai Falls with the Havasupai Indians and this magical waterfall where people were like, this is the hardest thing I've ever done in my life. Or people that have gone on these journeys to in memory of people that they've lost and screamed their name at the top of their lungs from mountaintop, you know, and just these amazing experiences to like open up a world that people don't usually know about. And yeah, somehow I'm lucky enough to call it a business. I don't know. I'm just out there playing. There's always music. A lot of it, like one of the first retreats, it was like kind of designed to, well, now I'm like forced. These people, I'm forced to concert, right? Like if I bring my guitar on my retreat, they're my retreat guests. They all have to hear it. So I'm going to make my own performance out of it.
Absolutely. Well, the guitar is not going to spend time on its own. It's going with you and it wants to be heard too.
Well, and I've collected all these little instruments from all the different countries I've been to, little shakers and little things. So what I do is when I come on the retreat, I bring the box full of them. So everybody gets their own little instrument and it's still always Cheyenne and company. The company just changes a little bit sometimes.
There you go.
And when I was just in Mexico this weekend, they had a band performing. Cucha Cucha was up on stage, and then I got up and I said, hey, you know, in the States there's Cheyenne and company and I need some company, so would you mind playing the bass and your saxophone and bring it on? So the company is always welcome, whether it's a retreat guest or some band in Sayulita or wherever, you know, hop on.
just where, that's great, because the energy is definitely you, and it's And you definitely shine the light for sure. And that energy emanates from you, and people are picking up on that. And that's great. That's absolutely great. Now your EP is coming out next month sometime. Are there projections with that? How do our folks find that? I want to be able to put everything in the,
on our Spotify. It'll be on the Spotify, Apple Music, all of the Pandora, every place. It'll still be under Cheyenne and Company. So if you go on and you actually subscribe to our YouTube or our Spotify for the Crazy Mary single that's already out, that'll allow you to be the first one to be notified, and it'll already put it straight onto your playlist when our EP comes out in January. We're still waiting to clear and make sure we've got all the bells and whistles on the final mix and master before we declare our date. However, it will most likely be, let me look at the calendar. It'll be probably either the 15th or the 22nd, most likely the 22nd of January. We always have New Music Fridays. So in pursuant to the industry standard, it'll be released at midnight on Friday. Our Indiegogo, which is what we're using to pre-sell the CD, digital copy and regular, as well as a lot of other cool perks like private concerts, vocal lessons, custom song for yourself. Even if you wanted to be a sponsor, have like executive backer credits, all of that is available on the Indiegogo. And that will conclude on the 13th. So as soon as that concludes is when the EP will be ready to be fired out there, along with two new music videos coming in January.
Super cool. I know our audience definitely wants to follow that. I want to follow that. I want to be there. We get, I wasn't going to go political, but I'm going to say we get a new president on the 20th and we get a new EP on the 22nd. So,
oh, well, there you go. I'm doing it.
There you go. It's all good.
Celebration. Oh, but that's like giving my opinion. Oh, okay. It's just a party. We don't know why.
It's just a party. It's gonna be a party. And
it's a party.
not to put the little political spin on it for one person. It's gonna be a party of one. But yeah, well, we'll kind of leave that there. Cheyenne,
it's always been a solo party for that one.
I am telling you, that's true. A legend in their own mind. If you look that up, that person's picture comes up for sure. Cheyenne, how do folks contact you? How do they, we have CheyenneandCompany.com. How do folks connect with you, find out more about you and stay in touch with you? How do they do that?
The website's a great place, but probably I would recommend the Instagram. We have a new Instagram just for the band, Cheyenne and Company. A lot of it shared on my personal Instagram as well, Happy Healthy Existence. Happy Healthy Existence also has the yoga and the retreats on there. So that kind of stalks my entire life. Instagram is generally the most common used, followed up by most of that shared on Facebook. All the new videos and all the upcoming behind the scenes interviews and stuff will be available on YouTube. Once again, it's that spelling is important, the Cheyenne with an A. The little tip off to your listeners, a little special something that they can know about Cheyenne with an A is that's not on my birth certificate. My birth certificate is spelled like the city, but my parents taught me the wrong way to spell my name my whole life. So that's a little special trick that only your listeners will get to know. So their trivia of who Cheyenne and Company is in the future is just a little bit of a misspelling. She's been spelling her name wrong her whole life.
Or maybe you were spelling it right. Who knows?
Hey, I met somebody one time though. Their parents taught them the wrong birthday. They had gotten their birthday wrong by a day their whole life. So I mean, if it's an A versus an E, I'll take that over a wrong birthday.
No, absolutely. And I hadn't even seen that in the beginning. And then when I saw that, and I'm usually pretty good with that, but no. Luckily I found it and we were still able to connect and we were able to put this whole thing together, which is great. I grew up with Jeffrey with a G, which is, you know, that's a tough one too. Nowadays, not so much, but back in the days when, you know, that was used and it was just more difficult. We didn't have autocorrect, you know, like we do on our phones now and in our emails and such. And so people would see the GEO and automatically their brain would click to George. And so it's Jeffrey with a G, and then it became Jeffrey Chaucer. And then there was a, you know, just different ways of explaining that. But, you know, now it's all evolved into Papa Jeff and Papa Jeff's America. And we like to consider our part of the company of Cheyenne and Company. Thank you so much for coming on. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining the company. And I can't wait to see where we go as a team.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it. Guys, our guest today has been Cheyenne Abelt, Cheyenne and Company. You can find her on Instagram with many different sites there. We'll have it all in the show notes, CheyenneandCompany.com on the interweb. And we're going to be looking for that new EP that's coming out. She's been very gracious to come on with us and share what's going on. We definitely appreciate it. And we look forward to having her on again. Guys, this is the Papa Jeff's America program. Thanks so much for being here. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Thank you for joining us today for the Papa Jeff's America program. Check out more episodes of our podcast at PapaJeffUSA.com. You can subscribe through the link on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. We're on all the major platforms. PapaJeffUSA.com is your home for Papa Jeff's America. While you're there, you can check out more episodes of the broadcast, check out the OG Corner, get in contact with us, and you can even link to all of our social media. Please share our broadcast on all of your social media because sharing is caring. And if you would like to help us keep our broadcast content free, please click on the Buy Me a Coffee link. You know how much Papa Jeff loves his coffee. And while we're on the subject of you, we want to hear from you. Your thoughts and comments and suggestions are what make this program go. Send us an email at our website, PapaJeffUSA.com, or you can text us at area code 281-940-6980. Message and data rates may apply. Remember to wear that mask. Stay home if you can. Practice social distancing. Wash your hands frequently. And let's all take care of each other. Remember, disagree doesn't mean dislike. We're all in this together. Thanks again for joining us. We're looking forward to seeing you next time when we continue the conversation, one podcast at a time.